In early March, RCMP busted a drug lab in West Kelowna. They found industrial pill presses and 8 kilograms of a substance that police suspected was fentanyl. Well, that's not all. RCMP have now determined that included in that bust was a highly lethal drug called W18. Corporal Eric Beckler is an expert in synthetic drugs with the RCMP's E Division here in BC, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Corporal.
Good morning, Chris.
What is W18?
W18 is an extremely toxic and potent synthetic opiate drug. It was originally produced in 1982 by the University of Alberta. It was basically found to have no medicinal value and such, has never been used medically after it was created and patented. It's one of a series of drugs, W1 through 32, with W18 being the most toxic.
How did the patent ever leave that patent? I mean, how do people have the recipe for this?
Basically, what happens is a patent is created and patented, and then that exists online. And what's able to happen is different labs or producers overseas are able to basically steal that patent and have the recipe of how to manufacture that item and are then able to create that same toxic item.
How did you go about determining that the drugs found in this bust were, in fact, W18?
So what happens in any police drug investigation where drugs or suspected drugs are found, located, and seized is a sample will be sent to the Health Canada Drug Analysis Service. And there's a lab here in Vancouver that does that service for Western Canada. They will then take that sample and run it through a variety of tests to determine exactly what that substance is. Once it's been analyzed, they will then notify the police agency that has submitted it and let them know what that item has been found to be.
We've heard a little bit about how lethal W18 is. Can you remind us, compared to, I don't know, heroin or even fentanyl, how dangerous is this?
So the best analogy that I give them when we do law enforcement training and such is when you're looking at fentanyl itself, fentanyl is about 100 times more powerful, potent, toxic than morphine. So when we're dealing with fentanyl itself, this is an extremely potent, scary, strong drug that's used in pharmaceutical application by doctors during surgery. When I'm looking at what a generally accepted fatal dose level is, 2 milligrams is generally accepted to be a fatal dose level. To put that into context, and just to remind everybody that a smaller amount can still be fatal and deadly, 2 milligrams represents about 1/500th the weight of a business card or a $20 bill. An extremely tiny amount. Then when we up it to W18, which is about 10,200 times more toxic than morphine, 1/100th of that previous referenced weight would then be the toxic amount. So we're talking literally an amount that I could not even weigh out visually to show anybody. It would just be that small. It could be the fatal dose level of pure W18.
Here's what I've never understood about fentanyl and W18 is why would drug dealers cut this into their drugs when they're essentially potentially killing off their customers?
A lot of it is just basic negligence. They're, you know, keep in mind that drug traffickers are out there to make money, and you know the well-being necessarily of the community as a whole is not their intention. So when they're looking to introduce this, this is just a straight monetary factor. This is a way that they can make more money than, say, necessarily selling heroin. Of course, the ramifications and what's happening on the streets is incredibly negative, and unfortunately, that's just not their prime concern typically.
Are there any indications that this has shown up in the streets of the Okanagan? I mean, it was in this lab. Is there any indication that this was sold on the open market?
It's a case of this is the first confirmed analysis. The analysis does take a little bit of time. I would strongly suggest that if it is being encountered in an operational lab like this, that is, you know, it would have the potential. I have no idea how long that one was running for. But if it's found both in that investigation, there's no doubt in my mind that there is the potential that it could have been on the streets or could be on the streets now. And since we are now seeing it in Alberta and BC, there is the potential, of course, that it could be virtually anywhere in the province.
And this drug is showing up in what form? I mean, is this mixed into powder that people might think is heroin or crack cocaine? Is this in pills that people might think is oxy or what?
So typically what's happening is it's being smuggled into the country in a powder form. At that point, the drug trafficker can either decide if they want to disseminate it in a powder form and sell it as heroin, or they can put it into a tablet in operation and produce counterfeit oxycodones like the CDN-80s that we hear about a lot. That's one of the most common locations where we're seeing either fentanyl analogs or now the W-series compounds. It, of course, literally could be inadvertently mixed into other drugs. It could literally be in any illicit drug out there. Typically, though, intentionally it's put into what's being sold as heroin or counterfeit oxycodone tablets.
Now, we did speak to a street worker in Kelowna who says there hasn't been any talk among his clients of W18 on the street. And usually, from my experience, there will be talk of a dangerous drug on the streets. What do you make of that?
Quite frankly, it's a case of a lot of people aren't necessarily going to know what their drug trafficker might be introducing into their mixture. The trafficker themselves, and we found this with some of the fentanyl analogs, may not even know that they have a more potent or toxic analog that's been introduced. So just because it's not being heard of on the street doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't in possession of very, very toxic drugs that could include fentanyl analogs or now W18.
This is obviously very dangerous stuff. How do you get the word out to people who might be using that this is out there?
One of the best sites right now, and this is a collaboration between the BC Center for Disease Control, Vancouver Police Department, RCMP, and another of other agencies, is a website called Know Your Source. And it speaks to details with regards to fentanyl analogs and now the W18 series of compounds. That's the number one go-to website. It speaks as well as to, having naloxone, which is basically the antidote, the temporary suppression for any sort of opiate overdose. And they do give out kits, actually, for naloxone. I know that's happening up in the interior as well.
We're interviewing the chief medical health officer here for Interior Health in just a few moments about the possibility of a safe injection site in the Okanagan. And I have to ask you about that or, drug testing clinics or other sort of harm reduction facilities. Could that not play a role in reducing the risk to people?
It can definitely play a role. As a society, though, we have to realize that the prescription drugs are what people think are prescription drugs. Literally, if you have a CDN-80 tablet, that tablet hasn't been produced since 2012. So unless you get a drug literally from your doctor or from a pharmacist, you have no idea, even if it looks professionally made, you have no idea where it's come. So obviously the things that you've mentioned there would have some potential, and that's beyond my kind of expertise, and the doctor would be able to provide further details in that way. But just a general understanding with illicit drug use is, you never really know what's going to be in that substance that you're purchasing and taking. Maybe the drug trafficker themselves doesn't even necessarily know what's in there, and that can have huge negative ramifications when we're dealing with incredibly toxic substances now into the W18 series.
We've spent a lot of time talking about heroin and crack cocaine, but I'm curious, in the last few years, how has the street trade in illicit prescription drugs changed?
This has really taken everything just to a scary, terrifying next level. First, when we started to see fentanyl, of course, fentanyl is incredibly toxic, and we're seeing that from the unfortunate results on the street of overdoses and unfortunately, deaths. Then we started to see some more of the potent, very, very strong, toxic analogs of fentanyl, and now W18. So, quite frankly, this is just getting worse and worse all the time, and as law enforcement, we are absolutely targeting this issue as much as we can because we know the ramifications that are happening within society.
I also want to, I want to ask you about ecstasy and MDMA because so many people use ecstasy, probably way more than any of these other things, just as a party drug. Are you seeing fentanyl and or W18 in ecstasy yet?
We're literally seeing it in almost everything. Again, predominantly it's going to be in the heroin and the counterfeit oxycodone. Whether it's intentionally mixed in other drugs or not, hard to say because, of course, we don't have that specific information. But we're finding it in almost everything, even drugs that we wouldn't normally think it would be found in, it is turning up in. So, again, when it just comes to literally any illicit drug, you have no idea the quality control. And that's one of our primary duties is synthetic drug operations, synthetic drug labs. And I can tell you there is no quality control in these locations. They may purposely or unintentionally put other drugs in just because of their lack of quality control.
Corporal Beckler, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Corporal Eric Beckler is with E-Division, the Drug Enforcement Branch. We reached him this morning in Surrey.